This is an executive summary of building a DST ladder for staggered liquidity, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. One of the hardest features of Delaware statutory trusts, DSTs, to manage is illiquidity. A DST has no early exit, and you generally stay invested until the sponsor sells the underlying property, often several years out. For an investor who wants real estate income but doesn't want all of their capital locked up until a single distant exit, a DST ladder offers a thoughtful approach. The idea, borrowed from bond laddering, is to hold several DSTs with staggered expected hold or exit periods, so that different DSTs go full cycle and return capital at different times, creating periodic liquidity and reinvestment windows rather than one lump sum exit. At each full cycle, you can reinvest the proceeds, buy a new 1031 exchange, or take cash. Building the ladder means choosing DSTs with varying expected hold periods, recognizing that those periods are estimates, sponsor controlled, and not guaranteed. This guide explains the illiquidity challenge, what a DST ladder is, how to stagger hold periods, reinvestment at each full cycle, and how to build your ladder within a diversified DST portfolio. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.